This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Questions remain after a 62-year-old Racine man was found unresponsive in the water at the Pershing Park boat launch. The sheriff's office says he entered the water on his own Tuesday morning but was found face down minutes later. Investigators have not released more details. The case is still under review. The future of the Shoup Park Golf Course is still uncertain as city leaders prepare to revisit redevelopment plans next week. Racine's executive committee meets Monday with a proposal for a new links-style course along Lake Michigan still under discussion. Officials say plans could change as opposition continues as the debate moves forward. Authorities say warnings were issued before a boat capsized on Geneva Lake during last week's storm. The Water Safety Patrol used flags and flashing lights about 30 minutes in advance to clear the water. One boat stayed out and overturned, killing three children while seven others survived. Vice President J.D. Vance is defending a federal election probe while pushing back on Milwaukee's mayor. Yesterday, while in the Brew City, Vance criticized Mayor Cavalier Johnson's opposition, while Johnson says there's no evidence of voter fraud and questions the investigation.
So when I hear a guy protesting out of nowhere, "I did not do any election fraud, I did not do any election fraud," it makes me wonder, why is that guy protesting so aggressively?
Vance invited the mayor to Washington. The mayor says he'll accept and see him later in the year. Salmonorama returns to Racine tomorrow, bringing 10 days of fishing, music, and family events along Lake Michigan. The competition begins at just after midnight Saturday with thousands in prizes, including a top award near $50,000. Onshore Festival Park will offer free admission, live music, food, and more. Downtown this afternoon, the Haymarket returns. Tomorrow, the Music on the Monument concert series. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. In breaking news today, former Wisconsin Judge Hannah Dugan is spared from prison for helping an immigrant evade federal agents. A federal judge issued a $5,000 fine in court today, but no prison sentence. Dugan was convicted of felony obstruction last December for ushering a Mexican defendant out of her courtroom to evade ICE agents. The judge cited Dugan's otherwise law-abiding record in issuing the sentence, calling Dugan a good person who made a bad decision in the moment. Prosecutors said after the sentencing they would still appeal Dugan's conviction. Wisconsin State Patrol officers are reminding drivers to keep right if you're going slower. Civic Media's Maddie Schaefer has more on the Law of the Month.
The Wisconsin State Patrol's Law of the Month for July reminds drivers that slower traffic should keep right on interstates and other multi-lane highways. According to a press release, officials say the reminder is meant to help keep traffic moving safely and efficiently while reducing the risk of tailgating and rear-end crashes. Under Wisconsin law, drivers traveling slower than the normal speed of traffic should use the right lane when multiple lanes are traveling in the same direction, except when passing another vehicle, preparing for a left turn, or making an authorized U-turn. Wisconsin State Patrol Superintendent Tim Carnahan says lingering in the left lane can lead to crashes and dangerous situations on the road. The State Patrol also reminds drivers to follow Wisconsin's Move Over law by changing lanes or slowing down for emergency vehicles, highway workers, and certain disabled vehicles with flashing lights along the roadside. For Civic Media News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
Officers also say keep an eye on posted speed limits in work zones. And don't forget to check 511 Wisconsin for current travel conditions. A shakeup in Wisconsin's governor race as Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley drops out and backs Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez. Crowley says he's stepping aside after struggling to build enough support, even though he led in fundraising early on. His endorsement of Rodriguez could shift the race, especially among Milwaukee voters. Some expected him to support fellow Milwaukee native Mandela Barnes, who's also running. The field now has five candidates, with polling showing a tight and competitive contest. Go deeper on the new endorsement on the Milwaukee Courier website. Farmers in Wisconsin could soon have more control over fixing their own equipment after a major settlement with John Deere. State and federal officials say the agreement will require Deere to share repair tools and software with farmers and independent shops, not just dealerships. The lawsuit claimed Deere's limits led to higher costs and delays during critical times. Attorney General Josh Call says this gives farmers more options when equipment breaks down. The deal will be monitored for the next 10 years. A mechanical failure at the Beloit Dam is behind decreasing water levels in the Rock River. The Rock County Sheriff's Office says the issue caused the dam's gates to open unexpectedly on Saturday, bringing down water levels between the Beloit Dam and the Centerway Dam in Janesville. The gates have since been closed, but there's no time frame for when water levels will return to normal. Boaters are still allowed on the river and are asked to use caution in case they venture on the water. A lawsuit over credit card debt involving Wisconsin gubernatorial candidate Francesca Hong has now been resolved. Court records show the case from Capital One was dismissed after she paid about $30,000. Her campaign says she covered the debt with help from family and no campaign money was used. Hong says the issue reflects the financial struggles many people face and should not be seen as a moral failing. She continues to work multiple jobs while serving in the state assembly. Vice President J.D. Vance is talking about fraud in a campaign-style speech in Wisconsin. Vance spoke in Milwaukee yesterday, touting the Trump administration's crackdown on healthcare fraud and also infused plenty of politics.
The Democrats have thrown their lot in with the people who want to abolish the police, who want to open the border, and want to give your money to fraudsters instead of moms who need it.
Vance has made similar appearances across the country, and his stop at the Wisconsin Air National Guard facility was very pointed at Democrats. He accused Democrats of supporting fraud, including Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers, and pumped up the Trump-endorsed Republican running for governor, Congressman Tom Tiffany. Wisconsin holds its primaries on August 11th. Two people are facing charges after nearly 250 grams of meth were seized during a traffic stop in Antigo. Antigo Police Department stopped a car for a motor vehicle violation on June 30th and deployed a canine for an open-air sniff of the vehicle. Officers found a plastic bag that contained 234 grams of meth, along with more than 33 grams of fentanyl. Two men were taken into custody as a result of the investigation. A jury trial is scheduled for March 2027 for the father of an Abundant Life Christian School shooter. Prosecutors allege 44-year-old Jeffrey Rupnow gave a dangerous weapon to a person under 18, resulting in deaths, and contributed to the delinquency of a minor. The charges stem from the 2024 school shooting that killed a student and a teacher before Rupnow's teenage daughter took her own life. Rupnow's motion to dismiss the case was denied in May, and a status conference is set for late September. Jury selection is set to begin March 8th, with the trial beginning the following day and lasting 9 days. The La Crosse Police Department is implementing drone-deployed personal flotation devices. The device can be carried by police, thrown from shore, or deployed directly from a department drone to a person in need. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
Another Brewer injury. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost to the Cardinals last night, 5-1. Pitcher Kyle Harrison lasted only four innings, giving up three runs. Pat Murphy says the left-hander is having soreness in his elbow.
You know, he's fatigued. You know, it's obvious he's fatigued, and we got to help him on that. You know what I mean? That's all there is to it. We got to help him. Could have left him in there, but we're thinking about his future and felt a little soreness, and yeah, we're not going to mess with it.
Meanwhile, test results for Brandon Woodruff reveal he has a new injury in his right shoulder. The 33-year-old Woodruff will seek a second opinion. The Brewers wrapping up their five-game series tonight in St. Louis. Logan Henderson back on the mound after missing the past 6 weeks with a lower back injury. NBA GM John Horst tells reporters the Bucks did not have to trade Giannis to the Miami Heat, that he still had another year left on his contract, but Horst says the deal they got is what's best for the team. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Our high in the upper 70s to low 80s. Tonight, an evening shower or thunderstorm, then partly to mostly cloudy, will drop into the low to mid 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.